Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us what NTU does.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded way back in 1969 to work for lower taxes, limited government, and accountability from public officials at all levels. Of course, we've won some victories, but we've got a lot to do, and we need people's help to get it done.
And when he says help, folks, he means a couple of bucks. If you could send them something, go to ntu.org and make a... They can click all over to how to make a contribution right there, can't they?
Absolutely.
And they'll take your credit card. Folks, I encourage you to do that. Now, think about it, folks. Look back at the number of people that I encourage you to contribute to. It's a handful of folks that I talk to you about that I've decided are really, really good at what they do, and the return on them on what they take in for what they do is excellent, and NTU is one of those. So please consider them. Hey Pete, I want to change subject just a little bit and talk about the future of the presidential races. Do you anticipate? Let me rephrase this. How much do you believe that tax reform will be part of the 2016 debate process?
I think it will be a fairly large part, not only because you have some candidates talking about it now. Marco Rubio, for example, has some tax reform ideas. There are others who have supported various reform plans in the past, but you also have former presidential candidates that are going to put pressure on the process.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Forbes, for example,
right,
is already talking about the importance of the flat tax.
He's the lead flat tax guy. That's right. Every time
yeah.
he's on the show, he tries to get a gig in for it.
Yes, and so there's going to be a lot of pressure on them, and we intend to do the same. We want to ask hard questions of these folks about, look, you've been talking a good game over tax reform for a good 20 years now, even longer than that. When are you actually going to do the job? I think that there's a critical mass in Congress
right.
to try and move it forward. You look at the Senate right now, the Finance Committee has working groups concentrating on various sections of the law. They are equally staffed in terms of numbers of Democrats and Republicans. If they can cut the squabbling and actually put out reports from each working group in this Congress, I think it'll stand a better chance of getting good hearings,
tax reform mean to you, Pete? Does it mean moving around the pieces of the puzzle that we've got, or does it mean jacking that one up and running something new under it, like a flat tax, like a consumption tax? What do you think?
I think the best possible outcome would be that we construct a new, fairer, flatter, and simpler system alongside
yep.
the old one, and let people choose.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a piece of legislation.
So you're saying have both of them in force at the same time, and let people choose which direction they want to go in.
I think that politically,
and then down the road, get rid of the one that's the majority. I mean, that's not the majority.
Yes, and I don't.
Wow,
think
that's an exciting idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's ideal. From an economic standpoint, you ought to replace the whole system
mm-hmm.
and let the simplicity work for economic efficiency reasons and other reasons. But politically, if you want to remove some of the opposition, the fear of the unknown, the liberal claptrap that this is going to be unfair,
right.
okay, let them have the
current problem system. I've got with all this, though, is the same problem I got with any kind of consumption tax on top of the income tax. Anytime you add a tax without taking away one, you run the risk of wind up having both of those forever.
Yeah, there is that risk.
I don't trust Washington, Pete.
It's very difficult.
It's always served me well to have that attitude, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately so. And introducing
right.
a VAT, for example, which you
yeah.
argued against very eloquently, would be a bad idea. I mean, that would be a complexity nightmare for one thing. Just think about the administrability of
right.
something.
It's going to be horrible for small business. Okay, here's the question though. You mentioned liberals. is the debate going to be just among, are Republicans just going to beat themselves up, each other up over this thing, or will the Democrat side get involved? Will Hillary, for example, will she contribute to the debate?
I don't think that she's going to propose a tax simplification or a tax overhaul.
Right.
What she will probably propose is raising rates on what she considers to be wealthy folks, perhaps introducing a few more credits.
As a way of throwing rocks after the Republicans beat themselves up about it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about, is the Republicans are going to they're going to have a great debate over tax reform, and the Democrats are just throwing rocks at them instead of contributing.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I think Senate Democrats who are actually working on legislation would probably be more constructive in contributing to the debate.
Hopefully so. Hey, Peter, got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.